To another cultural phenomenon now. When Psy's Gangnam Style went viral last year, K-pop, as Korean pop music is known, got huge. Since then, the K-pop sensation has continued to gain momentum around the world through groups like the boy band Super Junior. Hey, 누구나 쉽사리 갖는 건 재미없잖아. 좀 더 높게 세게 라라라. Super Junior recently wrapped up a big world tour. They spent a lot of their time in Latin America, home to one of the genre's newest markets. From Mexico City, Marlon Bishop has more.
If you want to get a sense of what Mexican teenagers are up to these days, here's an unexpected place to start. A Korean bakery in downtown Mexico City. Every Sunday, dozens of teens, mostly female, convene here to eat Korean snacks and geek out about their favorite boy bands. They're known as Los K-Poppers, a growing subculture of Mexican kids who are crazy for Korean pop music. Samantha Alejandra is 18, and she's been a diehard K-Popper for 2 years now. K-pop has really changed my life. I'm addicted to it, she says. Alejandra comes from a modest family, but she saves every peso to spend on imported K-pop stuff, like a new DVD box set that she just bought from Super Junior. It's her favorite band. Meanwhile, on the wall, a flat screen plays the latest music videos from Seoul. They're flashy, with high production values, and lots of dancing. Sing-alongs occasionally erupt. Ask any of these girls how they got into K-pop, and they'll give you the same answer. YouTube. Como que nos aburrimos un poco de escuchar. Mayan Sanchez, who is 19, says she got bored of watching videos from the same U.S. pop singers like Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus. One day, she randomly clicked on a video for the Korean group Big Bang. She couldn't understand the lyrics, but she liked the beat. It was catchier than artists like Miley. Sanchez began to research Korean bands online. The outrageous styles, the slick dances. She fell in love.
Yeah, me enamoré por completo del K-pop.
Piecing together bits of info from the web, Mexican K-poppers like Sanchez have started imitating Korea's intricate fandom rituals, celebrating the birthdays of their favorite stars, creating fan clubs, and filming flash mob recreations of popular choreographies. Some are even learning Korean.
Sí, en coreano es ne.
And K-pop fever isn't just in Mexico. It's spreading all over Latin America. When Super Junior came to Chile earlier this year, it was like a little Beatlemania. The band sold 12,000 tickets at Santiago's biggest venue, and over 50,000 tickets in South America overall this year. In Peru, the music is so popular that barbers are offering K-pop haircuts. And last year, a Korean broadcaster produced an American Idol-style K-pop reality show in Colombia.
Atención, amantes del K-pop. Lo hecho, hecho está.
It's not just the music. There's also K-dramas, Korean soap operas, playing on primetime in several Latin countries. At the New York offices of Drama Fever, an online streaming service for Korean soaps, translators are hard at work subtitling episodes into Spanish. The company recently expanded to offer their content in Latin America this summer. Already, the region is accounting for 12% of its business, and about 35% of their U.S. users are Latino. Drama Fever CEO Suk Park says these kinds of numbers have caught Korea's entertainment industry by surprise.
Companies involved in media have been really focused in the U.S. for many, many years and had a very hard time really penetrating the U.S. market, not realizing that there was something brewing in Latin America. But that has been made obvious.
Even though K-pop and K-dramas still have a relatively small piece of the market, Park thinks that this could be a look into the future. Korea is proving in Latin America that its cultural industries can be competitive outside of their stronghold in Asia.
It's that wholesome, high-polished type of entertainment that attracts a lot of people. It will make a mark globally.
When Psy's Gangnam Style went viral last summer, lots of Latin American kids became curious about the culture. Mention Psy to any of the hardcore K-poppers at the Mexico City bakery, and you'll get an eye roll in response. They were totally into K-pop before it was big. But Samantha Alejandra says there is one redeeming factor about Psy.
Dejó a Justin Bieber abajo, gracias al cielo.
At least he beat out Justin Bieber for the most views on YouTube, she says. Thank heavens. For NPR News, I'm Marlon Bishop in Mexico City.
Bieber versus Gangnam, only on Weekend Edition from NPR News.